Hi, my name is Jason Bazanke. I'm doing a Lent podcast for St. Ninian's Community Church. I've been given these verses from Luke chapter 14, verse 7 to 11. It says, "When he noticed how the guests picked a place of honour at a table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honour, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, 'Give this man your seat.' Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, 'Friend, move up to the better place. Then you will be honoured in the presence of all your fellow guests. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Amen. Father, we thank you for this verse and these verses, and we pray that you bless us with words and you help us to transmit this word, that you help us to be a channel of your testimony, a channel of your grace and your mercy. And please help us, Lord Jesus, to be a blessing, and please help this word. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. We think of this verse and we think about how Jesus was talking about taking the place of honour. And I look at that parable of place of honour, and we know Jesus is putting it down as being in a wedding or a feast, and he's telling them to like not sit in the best seats. But he points it out more better when he says, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humble, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." I always look at the times in life when we ourselves put ourselves in a place of honour, when we think of ourselves more highly than what we should be, and we should just be humble. I mean, God likes to speak to each one of us and helps us to understand that pride doesn't exist in him. He doesn't like pride. He wants us to be a humble person, you know. He says in the word somewhere else in John, he says that he who loves his life will lose it, but he who loves his life in this world will keep it for eternity. And I think of this and I say to myself, how many times do we love our lives? Well, I can only talk about myself. I loved my life at one time before I was a Christian. I loved the situations when I could do whatever I wanted. When I became to be a Christian or a believer, I was a person who had to deny myself, who constantly was learning to deny myself so I couldn't do what I wanted to do. But then there's parts in it when it says, what I want to do, I can't do, because of the sin that was relevant within me. Apostle Paul talks about that very clear. But I like to go on about how we put ourselves in a pride situation of saying that I can do this. I am the best one. I am the most beautifulest. I am, and that comes in many disguises. You know, if you look in a natural way, you could see, sometimes you might see pastors or people who preach it on a thing, or play guitars or do this, and they think that the best in the churches or the most important people. Well, I quite like being around people who are not like that. I like people who are humble and gentle and kind and always loving and always faithful, and I see that with my brothers and sisters. And I like the way Jesus always tries to say to people, don't take the places of honour. Always try to be the humble one. And one day you will be called. Because the word of God tells us that if we went to Jesus, he tells us, take his yoke upon him and learn from him, for he is gentle and humble in heart, And I like the way he does this because he speaks like a master. He speaks like a master class. He says, take my yoke and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. So when he's sort of ordering you to take it, and then he's saying, learn from me because I'm humble in heart. And that meant that Jesus himself was teaching us how we should be humble. He was teaching us, be strong, but be humble. Know where you are, but don't be too proud of yourself. Be humble, be guided, be helped. God himself came down as a man. He humbled himself. As one of us, a merely lowly person like us, he humbled himself. He went to the cross and he died for our sins. And when he died, he rose in life. And I like the way the verses tells us that if we humbled ourselves, we would be exalted. How many times would Jesus come to us and say, there's a humble man, my friend, come here and put us in a honorary place and raise us from our situations and make us a better person and give us a better life. But he always wants us to be that humble person because he said, pride goes before a fall. I like the way in this chapter he's talking about being in the Pharisee's house. And in the Pharisee's house, the people were watching him very closely. But in that same house, there was a man there as well who was in need. And he has a disease of dropsy, or an illness called dropsy. And dropsy was when people drink loads of water and they get very big and bloated. And this guy falls down. Jesus was asking the Pharisees, is it unlawful to heal on the Sabbath? But Jesus wasn't breaking the law or nothing. He was just explaining to them about how you should be helping those in need. Because these Pharisees were the people who wanted to exalt themselves all the time. That's what the Pharisees did. They wanted to take the places of honour. They wanted to be the best ones. And they were the religious people of that time. And Jesus fought against the religion because it was all about helping others in need. It was all about being there for others in need and being humble to do God's will. And God's will was to look after widows and orphans and, you know, to help people in their distress, to open the eyes of the blind, to make the lame walk. This is what Jesus' example was when he said, learn from me. And so if we loved our life, we would lose it. And I can only tell you that many times we love our life for where we are, but sometimes we've just got to lose that life. Jesus said to his disciples, they needed to carry their cross daily. And when they carried their cross daily, they had life. And in that life was a beautiful life where they could go out and they could reach out for others in need. They could go and bring good news to people to set the captives free. And that's what Jesus wanted us to do. He wanted us to be a people who could be humble and to learn. And that's what we should be as people. Naturally, even if we've accepted Jesus, we need to be humble to learn from our Lord. We need to be listening to his voice. We need to understand where we are in our lives and not try to big ourselves up, but to be humble and to give him praise and glory, because he's the one who gives life. He was the bread of life. He was the one there at the feast. He was the one there who was explaining to these Pharisees that they needed to be there. They needed to be doing the right things that came from God, not to be exalting themselves and thinking we are the ones from the law. We are the Pharisees. We know the law. We know the scriptures. We are the men, or we are the people. No, this is not the way God wanted us. This is not the way Jesus wanted us. Jesus wanted us to be humble so we could be guided, to be around the people who are in need and to help those in need. And many times we take the place of honour. And many times we can do this. I can do this. And I know it's wrong. And I know it's wrong. If we really examine ourselves about these things, we know where Jesus is speaking from. But like I said, there was a man there in the Pharisees' place in the Pharisee's house, and basically he had a disease called dropsy, and he was full of water, and this water, he must have been stinking, but Jesus healed him. And Jesus healed him because he wasn't proud, he was humble, and he wanted to have life. The verse doesn't actually speak much more about this man, but he was just, Jesus was pointing it out and doing something to show people something else, that when you were in need, you would be there. Because who, if they had an ox or a donkey would fall in a well, wouldn't he take it out? Wouldn't they try and lift it up and help it? And this is what God wants us to do with us. He wants us to find nourishment and health and life. So let's be humble before our Lord, and let's be humble before one another, and never to take the pride place of what, thinking we're better than others, or we're more perfect than others, because nobody is perfect. Everybody sins. Everybody. And everybody needs life, and everybody wants that life to be fruitful or prosperous. Because we all want good things in life, and God can pour that out upon us abundantly if we just humble ourselves before him, because he came to give life. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. And in that light, we find life, because he takes us away from our darkness and he brings us into life. And that life he gives us generously. So let's always take the humble place and reach out for others in need. And let's not exalt ourselves above other people. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. God says if we humble ourselves before him, he will raise us up in due time. But don't worry when you're going through problems, because all our brothers go around the world are going through the same kinds of sufferings. But we need to trust in our Lord, and we need to trust in his word. And his word tells us that we need to be humble. This is why he said, let the little children come to me. Because we need to go to Jesus like little children. And we need to honour others before ourselves, and put them first before ourselves. Because what we do for them, we do for him. Someone gives a glass of water in the name of Jesus, that's where the blessings fall. And that's so small, a glass of water. But we could do much more than a glass of water to one another and to others in need. Amen. Father, I thank you for this time. I thank you for your blessings. And I just pray that you bless us and forgive us for all the wrongs and faults that we have, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Creator of the heavens and the earths. And I pray for mercy upon us, Lord Jesus, that you can help your word to grow in our lives, so we don't exalt ourselves, that we don't put ourselves better than other people, that you help us to be humble and gentle and kind and bearing the fruits of your Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all the gifts that you give each one of us. Help us to be one together in one body, one mind, one purpose, doing your will. But Lord, raise us of helping others in need, and help us to exalt others the way you exalt us, Lord Jesus. Forgive us for all wrongs that we have, but bless us and help us to be a blessing one to another and to others in need. In Jesus' holy name, I ask and pray. Amen. Amen.